Hebrews, the 13th chapter, is where we want to go to today. And when you see it, you probably could quote it. Hebrews 13 and verse 8. Hebrews 13 and verse 8 today. This familiar passage of Scripture is still powerful. Amen. We're thankful for the blessings that God gives with His Word. Amen. Praise God. Hebrews 13, verse 8. Jesus Christ, everybody say, the same. Yesterday. Notice there's a comma. And today. That means right now. Comma. And forever. Yesterday is past. Captured. Today is slotted. And forever has no ending. Jesus Christ, yesterday, today, and forever, the same. We serve a God whose greatness cannot be measured, yet whose presence can be experienced. Woo! Are you thankful that our God's right here today? He's come today that you can know His power, you can know His touch, and I'm glad I have a loving Savior right now. Amen. Would you put your Bibles down just for a moment? Amen. I want you today, like the Bible says, to lift up your hands. Amen. I want you to reach to Jesus right now in this place. Amen. Would you crown the Lord with your love and affection? Come on, He's here today. The Bible says in the book of Ephesians to lift up holy, the book of James to lift up holy hands. Amen. Come on, lift up those hands to Jesus. Would you love Him back for what He's done for you? I love you and I praise you, God. You're beautiful and righteous. You're holy, God. I thank you for your goodness, Jesus. I praise you. I magnify you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for your goodness right here in my today. Hallelujah. You may be seated in Jesus' name. We serve a great God whose greatness cannot be measured. The vastness of the universe, the countless stars and galaxies, amen. But yet all the delicate details of a single flower petal is amazing how God begins to demonstrate in the vastness of His creation and in the smallness. He is God of both of the immense and the intricate. How great it is that the same God is present in the place today as we've talked about it. And the God who reaches beyond everything we could know. And He reaches right now where we're at. Amen. I just couldn't help it this morning, but I had to go online and I had to pull up a song by Sister Joan Ewing. And I went to copy it today. And if you want a copy today, when I hit print in my office, amen, all of a sudden my copy machine kept working. I didn't realize it had multiple copies coming out. Amen. So I have copies of this song. But Sister Joan Ewing wrote this word, on a balcony of space stepped a pure and holy God. And in awesome solitude, He stood alone. Not one faint star to give Him light, just endless rolling black as night. But somehow in that darkness, He could see. He saw mountains high and lofty. He saw valleys lush and green. He saw babbling brooks, wildflowers grow, even heard a robin sing. Then He felt a strange compassion, as close to love as pain can be. Standing out there in His tomorrow, He saw me. He saw me in His likeness. He saw me just like Him. Pure, clean, and holy, spotless, white within. And He saw me bound in heavy chains and longed to set me free. But He knew if I became like Him, He must become like me. Are you thankful that Jesus paid it all? Amen. And all to Him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain, but He washed it as white as snow. Amen. Oh, I'm thankful that Jesus paid it all and He saw me. Amen. Oh, you think we have a great big God today? Amen. If you need a copy of this, you just come after service and get you one. Amen. I'm glad that the Lord is here and God reaches beyond everything we know. Amen. He's greater than what we could see. God is invisible, but yet his power is undeniable. Amen. We cannot see him with our natural eyes, but we can see what he's done. Amen. The creation, the heaven declares the glory of God. We can experience his presence today. Amen. His touch is tangible, even though he is invisible. The Bible says in first book of Romans, chapter verse 20, it says, "For the invisible things of him from the creation are clearly seen." Amen. God is not simply just a powerful being. He's not some celestial brute. He's not old Bruno with a lot of muscles and no brain, but my God has unlimited strength. But my God is a God of wisdom, love, and mercy. Come on, he's right on time today. His power is directed by perfectness, holiness, and righteousness. But oh, I'm thankful I have a God of love today. Hallelujah. He's not here to wring your neck, but he's here to change your life. He's here to confirm. He's here to minister. He's here to lift up. And he's here today to help you know who he is. God is present. Jeremiah said this, "Oh, Lord God, behold, thou knowest, and thou hast made the heaven and the earth by thy great power. And there's nothing too hard for thee." I want to tell you, amen, you may be in a hard spot, but it's not too hard for God today. Amen. Hallelujah. God, he knows what to do, when to do it, how to do it, and when you need what you need before you even ask. Nothing is hard for God. God is present, he's here, and he's everywhere. He's here in this room today, but yet that ever-present and omnipresent God, amen, I'm thankful that I know him, I can feel him, I can know his touch, I can see the work of his hand in lives. Amen. Time does not restrict God. Distance does not separate God. Space does not contain God. And circumstances do not intimidate God. I'm glad I have a God who's not intimidated. My God's not intimidated by your problem. Amen. Or by the force that comes against you. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. What a mighty God we serve. He's still the same. Yesterday, today, and forever he's God. Oh, the psalmist wrote a song. He said, "Whither shall I go from thy spirit? God, can I get away from you? Whither should I flee? Even I try to run from you." He said, "I can't outrun God. Wherever I am, there he is." Amen. God can be working here right now, but simultaneously, God can be working somewhere you can't see him. Aren't you thankful that God is God enough to answer your need on this side of the building and the need over here? And at the same moment, he could heal somebody in Kenya, Africa today that is lifting up his name. What a mighty God we serve. Amen. Hallelujah. He can reach, so to speak, around the corner into the unknown. You can't see around the corner, but God is already there. The Lord spoke to me this week in prayer that God is God that reaches around your corner because he's there. You may not know what's on the other side. God sees what you can't see. We live inside of time. We see yesterday through memory. We see today through experience. And we see tomorrow through uncertainty. But God sees beyond our limitations. What surprises you don't surprise God. What is unknown to you, he already knows. Amen, exactly. Isaiah, even the prophet of God, wrote, he said, "I am God and there's none like me," declaring the end from the beginning. Aren't you thankful that God could be at your end and he knows the beginning? But God says, "I will take you past the unknown. Even around your corner, I dwell. In the realm of the unknown, I operate and I work." What a mighty God. God doesn't have to guess about your tomorrow. I'm glad I serve that kind of God. God has an answer for you now about what's around your corner. God is not simply the God of creation, just back in creation. He's not merely the God of ancient miracles. He's a real God with answers for real people with real problems today. We all have problems today. God knows your need. He's just not locked up as the creator. And we said, okay, you're through with your job. No. God is God today. Amen. He knows your need. He's an all-knowing God. He is attentive and he's conscious of you. He knows the battle. Amen. Nobody else knows about that's going on in your mind, in your spirit. He knows the questions that has never been answered to you, that bug you. He knows the burden that you're not able to explain. The burdens that bug you, the burdens that bind you, and the burdens that hinder you. He knows about those. I want to just say this. God's not merely capable. My God's attentive and well able. God's well able. Would you look at somebody and say, my God's still able? We know God's able. But we got to let God be God today. Ooh, would you lift your hands? I feel Jesus right now. There's somebody, your tomorrow, right around the corner you're having problems with. Ooh, God's here. My God, hallelujah. The unknown God is here today. Hallelujah. Lord Jesus, we praise you. You dwell where I need to dwell. God, you dwell where, God, I need you to live and dwell. God, you exist for my purpose, for my good. Hallelujah. God, you see me, God. Hallelujah. You know exactly, Lord Jesus. Come on, just reach to him. Lord, I need you right now. I have all kind of problems that bug me, burden me. I need you today, Jesus. Help me, oh God, I pray. Lord, do your work and your will in me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let me talk to somebody about your past. We all have hiccups, hang-ups, and a lot of junk in our past. Sometimes our greatest problem isn't what is ahead of us, but what's behind us. A mistake we can't undo. Words that we can't take back. How many of you have ever spoke something you wished you would have kept your mouth shut? What about decisions that you made that you can't go back and change? What about shame that you can't escape from? Every time you get your foot set in the right direction, shame shows up and says, look what you've done. Shame is a real thing. What about sin that you can't seem to get away from? It's like the warden or the slave owner that said, these chains belong to you. This weight belongs to you. You created this sin. You created this monster. It belongs to you. Amen. I want to just tell somebody, we can't go backward to some things, but God can reach to our past that we can't get over. And my God is faithful to reach when we let God be God. You could repent of your sins. You could confess your sins. You could be sorrowful, but you can't personally erase and eradicate your yesterday. But I have a God who is well able to reach to that place. Amen. First John, the first chapter says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I come to tell somebody today, you're in the right place because the right God, the only God is here who has healing and mercy and power in his hand. Come on, he's more than a muscle man that don't have sins. My God has power. My God has grace. My God has love. And my God is here to help you. He doesn't just forgive our sins. He lifts the weight of the shame and lets you get out from underneath it. He gives peace concerning something that you can't change. You see, repentance is more than just saying, Lord, I'm sorry. Repentance involves sorry for sin, but repentance goes further. It's saying, God, I've given you the sin, but I keep going back and getting it again and again. I keep going right back to the same old pig pen. I fall in the same manhole. You see, sin is a manhole trap. How many has ever fell in that manhole? You feel like you make your house in the manhole. You feel like that's just your place now. But in your despair, I'm glad I have a God that is able to transform you and to change you. Amen. I hand him my sins, but I also hand him my failures, my habits, my inabilities, my problems. And guess what I give last? I give myself. You know what the Lord is wanting today? The Lord is wanting somebody to surrender you. Amen. God is waiting. Amen. Oh, yeah, he wants your sin. He wants your habits. He wants your problems. But God is waiting for somebody just to lay yourself before him and say, here am I, oh God. God will do with your life what you can't do. He's a God that has benefits, joy, and peace in his spirit. You see, he just don't want to cleanse you. He wants to empower and transform you, that you can live differently. If any man be in Christ, he's a new creature, creation. Amen. There are people that say, I can't quit. I can't. I've tried. It's always been this way. It's going to be this way. The addiction is too strong. The habit is, that's just me. I can't change. But I want to give you hope today. God is still God enough and more to not just deliver you and pull you out of that, but my God is able to give you victory to overcome and slam the prison cell shut behind you, and to learn and to look and say, I don't need that anymore. I have a God who's on my side. His power is more than a force. His power transforms. Are you glad today that the Lord is in the house? Somebody reach up to the Lord again today. Come on, God's here. Amen. I'm telling somebody right now, God's here today. He is here to help you. My God has power today to transform. Come on, the Creator's in the house today. Amen. If he create a big, vast universe, come on, he's waiting on somebody to say yes to him. Come on, talk to him. Lord, I need you. Come on, talk to the Lord. Love him. Lord, I need you. I need your power. I need your presence. I need your authority in me, Jesus. Hallelujah. We think addiction has to do with drugs many times. We think addiction has to do with alcohol. We think addiction has to do with some, even pornography. But a lot of times addiction is letting self rule and ruin you to where the same old mindset comes back. We're addicted to feeding the old pig that steals everything. I want to tell you, God could give you deliverance, victory over your habits, strength against your temptation, and freedom from your bondage, power to become a brand new person. And the beautiful thing about it today, and this is where the Lord just kept on ministering to me. Today in this place, if you could remember anything, God wants to reach around the corner. Around that dark corner of the unknown. There's something that troubles every human heart. The beyond. We're not uncertain. We're uncertain. What happens tomorrow? What happens with my family? What happens with this situation? What if things don't work out? What happens when I die? What lies beyond this life? And we stare at the corner. But I'm glad that God sees clearly around the corner. The psalmist in 139 of Psalms says, if I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there thy hand is going to lead me. God is already standing in that place you haven't reached. God specializes in forever. That may be the greatest thought of all today. God wants to be your God forever. Jesus Christ the same, yesterday and today and forever. I want to just remind you, before there was a clock, God was. Before there was a calendar, God was. Before there was an earth, God was. And before there was a universe, God was. Psalmist said, from everlasting to everlasting, thou art God. And somehow, what we call the beginning, he had us in mind. He's not very interested today to helping you survive. He's come today to help and to minister. And he's ready for somebody even to let him have his will and his way in their life. The Lord who reaches the realm of your unknown is here in the house today, showed up for you to help you, to give you certainty, assurance, and evidence that he's God. If he could reach your past, he could reach your tomorrow. Jesus Christ the same yesterday and today and forever is here. He wants to rule in your forever. But we have hang-ups because there's a corner. There's the unknown. There's something that we just can't see. And because we can't see, it bugs us. It bothers us. We can't reach it. We can't deal with it in our manners. But I'm glad I have a God who's here today who can deal with it, who can help me, who gives me strength. Just the touch of his hand today gives assurance. Would you close your eyes in this place? I need somebody to lift both hands and just surrender right now. Amen. While you're closing your eyes, I don't want you to say a drop yet. Amen. But I want you to reach to Jesus with your eyes closed. I want you to keep your spiritual ears open today. And let me just talk to somebody. You battled you enough. You've let you steal from you. You let things begin to come against you. Now you can't escape from some things, but God is here. He wants to get around the corner of your past, but he also wants to give you power around the corner of your tomorrow. And he's not going to leave your today out, for he has stepped in your today to take care of your past. What's around your corner you think is forgotten about that pops up constantly. And he's here to take care of what's around the corner of your tomorrow. But he does it when you let him have your today. Today is your day of salvation. I want you to stand, congregation, in this place. My Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Jesus. We do a good job sometimes of hiding things from other people. But who you are is who you are when nobody's looking. God sees who we are. In spite of what we've done when nobody else is looking, the shameful things of our past, the Lord is here right now. To say, come on, give it to me. Give it to me this morning. Come on, give me those things that don't measure up. Give me those things that keep you held on and hooked to something that is not wholesome. Come on, the Lord's here today to give you that joy and make a great transition for somebody. You've been weighted down with despair long enough. The King of Kings and the Lord of Lords is still God enough to change, to transform. Hallelujah. My. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. I need some worshipers first to be the first ones at the altar today. I need some worshipers to come close right here, right here. Close worshipers. I need somebody that knows how to raise a banner of honor to the King of Kings. And come on, amen, don't hold back. Come on, you've been there where you raise the banner in the Holy Ghost. Amen, when you raise that banner of worship, something begins to transpire. Somebody that knows how to honor the Lord, how to bless the Lord, how to give God praise and to crown him. Whoa. Let the worshipers arise today in the house. Let the people people that God has lifted before with the evidence and the testimony of his glory and power. Come on, worshiper, would you lift that banner? And if you have a need, won't you just step in the midst of the worshiper? If you need something from heaven right now, you need something from God today, would you begin to worship him? Come on, worship is still the way. Come on, worship is still the way to find the great creator of your soul. Come on, you have not received power in your life, grace in your life, help in your life. Right now in this place, God is faithful. Come on, saint of God, worship him. Lift your voice. Somebody praise him. Call on him. You don't know what to do today. Won't you just come and lift your hands and say, God, I need you. God is waiting on a surrender right now in your life. Hallelujah. Ooh, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Faithful God is here right now to heal. Hallelujah. I want us to do something just for a moment here. Hang on, Sister Kristen, just a moment. This is what I want to ask you to do. I want you to give God, if you're an easy distracted person, I want you to give God a minute. A minute of your heart and your true worship. I want you to give him, come on, that attention right now. You can lift your voice. Go ahead. You can, however you want to praise God, however you want to touch him, however you want to do it, I want you to give God that in the name of the Lord God. Come on, crown him right now, friend. Hallelujah. Love him right now, friend. Well, God's not done in this service. Come on, I didn't just come to preach and give an altar call and for you to go eat. Come on, God is here to do something. It's very important today. He's ready. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ, God, we worship you. God, we bless you in spirit, Lord, and in truth. Lord, we thank you for victory and joy, Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Come on, adore him. Adore him. Come on, adore him.